下午的聚会要讲的主题是，葡萄园工人的比喻。
And the topic for our sermon this afternoon is the workers in the vineyard.
有关这个比喻呢，就是指着我们跟神的关系。
And regarding this parable, it is talking about our relationship with God.
葡萄园的主人就是天上的神。
The master of the vineyard is our God.
葡萄园呢，就是教会。
And the vineyard represents the church.
那我们所有的弟兄姐妹就是葡萄园里面的工作。
All the brothers and sisters in the church are like the workers in the vineyard.
那葡萄园的主人呢？他很了解要为他工作的这些工人呐。
And workers of the vineyard, they are cared for by the master, the owner of this vineyard.
好像我们跟神之间，神非常了解我们一样。
Just like in our relationship with God, God knows us intimately.
但是我们不见得对神非常了解。
But on the other hand, we may not know God very well.
我们请看马太福音20:4。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 4.
马太福音20:4。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 4. Verse 4, it says, He told them, You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.
这里就是葡萄园的主人对那些要进葡萄园工作这些工人呢所讲的话。
Here it describes something that that the master said to the workers of the vineyard.
因为当时进入葡萄园工作的人时间都不一样的。
Because at that time the workers entered into the vineyard to work at different times.
有的清早进去，有的呢到上午9:00或者是到11:00呢才进去的。
Some people went early in the morning, others went at the 9th or the 11th hour.
那看起来呢，这些工人的工作时间不一样。
And it seems like they have worked in the vineyard for different periods of time.
当然呢，待遇就不一样。
And of course, you would expect the payment to be different as well.
但是第四节记载，主人对这些工人说。
However, in verse 4, the master of the vineyard told these workers,
应当要给你们的，我就会给你们。
He said, I will pay you whatever is right.
也就是说，主人很了解工人家庭的需要。
Which is to say, the owner knew the family situations of these workers very well.
按照他们的需要呢，来分给工钱给他们。
And he will give them salary according to the financial needs of their families.
同样的，神也非常了解我们。
At the same time, God also knows us very well.
他按照我们的需要就赏赐恩典给我们。
According to our needs, He blesses us.
我们一直相信神是无所不知的神。
We continue to believe that God knows everything.
他不断地在观察我们世人。
He continues to observe us.
我们请参看这个诗篇44:21。
Let's take a look at Psalm number 44, verse 20.
诗篇44:21。
Psalm number 44, verse 20. Psalm number 44, verse 20, it says, If we had forgotten the name of our God or spreads out our hands to a foreign God.
这里记载作书的人提到天上的神是无所不知的。
And here it describes, going on to verse 21, that God is all-knowing.
神在天上不断地来鉴察世界上所发生的事情。
And he continues to observe everything that's happening in this world.
神也在鉴察我们每一个人，所以每一个人的心里的隐秘呢，他都知道的。
He is discovering the secrets of our heart and evaluating all that is going on.
所以呢，天上的神他会据他所知道的来给恩典给我们。
So according to what he knows, God will give and take as he sees fit.
那葡萄园的主人对这些工人所讲的话。
the words that the owner of the vineyard said to the workers.
也是一句允许这些工人啊可以放心的话。
This one statement, he is reassuring them to take heart that he will take care of them as they needed.
底下我就分为三大点来做互相勉励。
And in this sermon, I will be talking about three main points.
第一点，神呢，要奖赏这些他所爱的人。
First, God will reward those people who he loves.
他有三个原则。
And there are three principles to that.
第一个原则呢，就是用公平的态度来对待我们。
First is that he will use the attitude of fairness to treat these people.
第二就是神会根据他的恩惠来对我们。
And second is that he will treat us according to his grace.
再来就是神会根据他的主权来对我们。
And the third is that he will also treat us according to his authority and power.
神是公平的神。
God is a fair God. He's a just God.
所以呢，他根据他所了解的，凭他的公义来对待我们。
According to the justice that he knows, he will treat us in this way.
我们请看《申命记》第四章第八节。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8.
申命记第四章第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8, it says, And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I'm setting before you today?
这里记载呢，没有人比神更公义的。
Here it tells us that there is no one else that who is more just and more righteous than God.
所以他对他的选民所受立的律法都是凭着公义来受立的。
Toward his chosen people, God has established his decrees and laws through his justice and righteousness.
神受立律法借着摩西来宣布。
The establishment of these decrees, God utilized Moses to announce them.
那实际上执行公义的事情是在乎神啊。
In reality, when we put these decrees into action, it's us using action to show that we care for God.
神也要求我们做些相信他的人。
Of course, he has requirements for us who believe in him.
要跟他一样，为人有公义。
That we must imitate him, that we also be righteous in our conduct.
不能够偏待人。
We cannot be biased towards people.
人人所判断的。 要按公义来判断。In
our judgment, we must be righteous, we must be fair.
如果我们都有这种公平呢，我们呢就能够彼此相处的非常和好。If
we are able to maintain this godly justice, then we are able to exist in harmony.
所以我们相信主耶稣的人。For
those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
要不断地追求有神这样公义的美德啊。
We must continue to pursue this kind of morality that is righteousness and justice.
这样才能够表现出我们是属神的人。In
this way, we can demonstrate that we are people belonging to God.
所以神呢，要我们每一个人都能够有公义的表现。God,
he asks us to demonstrate this righteous behavior.
请看米迦书第6章第8节。
Let's take a look at Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
米迦书第6章第8节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
第8节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, Micah chapter 6, verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这一节记载提到说呢，什么是善？因为善是属神的。
And here it talks about what is good, because goodness belongs to God.
那神对世界的人所要求的有底下几件事。
The requirements of God toward man are the following.
就是有公义跟怜悯这种好的行为。
which is in our conduct to show justice and to show mercy.
公义怜悯就是有关事情方面。
Both justice and mercy has to do with how we treat evil.
再来，存谦卑的心，与神同行，这个是对神方面的。
And lastly, to walk humbly is toward our attitude with God.
所以神对选民的要求呢，好像很高。
And it seems like God's expectation for His chosen people is quite high.
实际上，我们在神恩典里面的人呢，这不算什么。
But in reality, for those who are living within the grace of God, it's a piece of cake.
我们经常有神的道理来得到造就。
We often are edified through God's words.
好像古代一些传道人经常写信来勉励当时的弟兄姐妹。
Just like how the pastors of biblical times, they often wrote letters to encourage the brothers and sisters.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章十一节。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 says, But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
这里提到我们这些属于神的人。
Here it talks about you, men of God, people belonging to Him.
我们要逃避的一些神不喜悦的事情。
We must flee from the things that God do not take joy in.
那我们一方面要积极的追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔这些美德啊。
And at the same time, we should pursue the morals of righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
我们有这样的追求呢，才能够得到神的喜悦。
Having this kind of pursuit, then we will hold joy in God's heart.
再来，有关神要赏赐给这些相信他的人，是根据他的主权呐。
And the next point is that God also gives blessings and grace according to His authority.
我们请看这个马太福音二十章十五节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 15.
马太福音二十章十五节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 15. Verse 15 says, Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous?
这里所记载的就是葡萄园的主人对这些不满的工人呢讲的话。
Here records something that the owner of the vineyard, a response that he gave to those workers who were unhappy.
因为当时进入葡萄园工作的人的时间都不一样。
Because the workers who went into the vineyard, they worked for different hours.
但是所得的工钱都是一样的。
Yet the salary that they received were all the same.
所以他们就对主人说，这样好像不公平。
So some of them went to the master and said, I don't think this is fair.
实际上呢，要给多少，这是主人有这种主权啊。
The reality is, however much these workers were given, it is under the authority, the decision of the master.
所以主人说，我的东西当然是随着我的本意来决定，要给谁就给谁的。
Hence the master responded to them, this is my money, so I can give according to what I decide.
好像呢，这全世界有很多的东西。
And when we look at the world, there's so many things to consider.
那这些东西都是神所创造的。
And all of these things in our eyesight were created by God.
所以神是万物的主人。
God is the master of the heavens and the earth.
他是能够掌握一切，要给谁就给谁。
He's the owner of all things, and he can decide to whom he gives what.
这个主权是在神的。
His authority and his decision is within his power.
甚至人的行为、动作、生命都是在乎神。
And this even extends to our life, the course of our livelihood, and our birth and our death.
所以神呢，称为生命的神。
God, he is the Lord of life.
也是人类的主宰。
He is also the authority figure of humankind.
所以凡事在乎神，不是在乎人的决定。
All things depend on God, and it has nothing to do with the decisions of man.
再来神就是根据他的恩惠要来给谁就给谁。
We also continue to talk about how God gives according to His grace.
所以这些进入葡萄园工作的工人呢，他们得工价是应该的。
And the workers in the vineyard getting a salary, it is as they deserve.
但是有的人进入葡萄园只工作一个小时，也同样得到那些钱。
When we look at the workers who only worked for 1 hour and they receive the same kind of salary as someone who worked there all day.
这叫做恩典，不是工价。
We can say that they were given the salary by grace and not necessarily by their earning through labor.
请看罗马书第四章第四节。
Let's take a look at the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 4.
罗马书第四章第四节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 4. Romans chapter 4 verse 4 says, Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
这里提到做工作人他得工价是应该的。
Here it says that when someone is paid for their work, it is what is expected.
但是工作的时间不一样，有的工作比较少，这就算是恩典的。
However, when someone works very little but is still given their salary, then this is a grace.
所以神呢，对我们来说呢，大多数都是平等，他给我们的恩典呐。So
in that sense, most things we receive from God is considered grace.
如果是凭着工价要从神来得到奖赏呢，这是很困难的。
Because if we are to earn salary from God, it's actually quite difficult.
弟兄姐妹经常都会觉得我们对神的呢所得的呢觉得很不配的。
And it is often that brothers and sisters they would say that the grace they receive from God they feel unworthy.
所以神呢要恩待谁就恩待谁呀。In
other words, God can give grace to whomever He finds pleasing.
那再来呢？有关呢，这个葡萄园的主人，他有这个善良、恩惠、宽宏的这种特权呐。And
when we talk about the master of the vineyard, he is able to conduct himself with fairness, grace, and authority.
如果葡萄园的主人呢，他没有这善良的心呢？ 可能他会恶待这些工人的。
If he did not have a kind heart, then perhaps he would not treat his workers very well.
天上的神也是一个善良的神。
Our God in the heavens above, he is a God with a kind heart.
如果不是善良的神，神要恶待树人，树人就没有办法活下去的。
Because if God decided to treat the people of this world with unkindness, then we may not survive.
我们请看诗篇145篇第9节。
Let's take a look at Psalm 145, verse 9.
诗篇145篇第9节。
Psalm number 145, verse 9. Verse 9, it says, The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made.
这里大卫作书说：“Here,
David, he writes,
说神善待万民呐。David
wrote that God is good to all.
他凭着他的慈悲来保护一切他所造的。According
to his compassion, he is protecting his creations.
神所造的呢，除了人类以外，还有一些动植物，这些都是神所造的。”
All that the Lord has made, it includes humankind, it also includes animals and vegetation.
所以神就凭着他的善良来对待这些他所创造的。
From his compassion, he treats all that he has made with mercy.
所以神的善良也要成为我们的善良。
Therefore, God's goodness has to translate to our goodness as well.
那神呢？他也有很多的恩典。God,
He has given a lot of grace.
他要赏赐各样的恩典给我们每一个人呐。
To every person he gives many acts of grace.
他希望人呢，要靠神的恩典，不要靠我们聪明的追求。
His hope is that we rely on the grace he will give us and not on our own intelligence.
请看哥林多后书第9章第8节。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.
哥林多后书第9章第8节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work."
这里提到神能够将各样的恩典来多多加给我们这些相信他的人。
Here it says that God is able to give grace to all those people who believe in Him.
使我们在凡事上都能够觉得很充足啊。
So that in all things we feel like we are lacking nothing.
那因为有这种充足的感觉，我们就很乐意的多行一些善事。
And through this feeling of contentment, we are able to do more good works.
这样能够让神来得到很多的荣耀。
Which is able to glorify God in our fullest.
再看这个哥林多后书第1章12节。
And we continue to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
哥林多后书第1章12节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. Verse 12 it says, "What I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, another excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 Verse 12 says, "Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace."
有才能的人经常会夸口他所做的事情。
Often people with talent will often boast about what they were able to do.
但是有的人呢，他凭着良心就不敢这样样样夸口啊。
However, there are others who, according to their conscience, they dare not boast about themselves.
因为他会凭着神来对待他的情形来夸口的。
Because they see that their works are from God and they dare not put the credit on themselves.
所以呢，这里记载说，在世的人不要。 靠自己的聪明，要靠神不断的赐给我们的恩惠啊。
And here, this verse reminds us that we must not conduct ourselves relying on worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
神呢还有一种美德，就是宽宏宽待这些呢不好的人。
And another good quality of the Lord is that He has a lot of tolerance and patience to those who are lacking in righteousness.
世人大多数都是不完美的。
Most people of this world are imperfect.
若不是靠着神不断的宽容我们，我们很可能就会灭亡的。
If it was not for the continued patience and tolerance of our God, then perhaps we would have been extinguished long ago.
那 宽宏呢，就是表示要人来有悔改的机会。And
the point of grace and mercy is so that we have an opportunity to perhaps one day repent and turn back.
主耶稣来到世界以后，After
Jesus came into the world,
他不断的用宽宏的态度来对待人。
He continuously treated the people around him with mercy and with tolerance.
一直到现在，神一直的用宽宏的态度来对待世人。
In fact, that continues until now that God still treats every one of us with so much grace and so much patience.
这就是神希望借着宽宏，让人有机会来悔改认错。
God hopes that through tolerance and through through His mercy that He will give us opportunity to turn back and to change our wrong.
我们请看彼得后书第3章第9节。
Let's take a look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第九节.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
这里记载, 主耶稣所应许我们要给我们所得的恩典呢, 啊, 尚未完成啊。
God's promise and the ending that he is planning for us, it has yet to be finished.
这些恩典其中有一种就是他要再来接我们上天堂享属灵的福气。
A part of his promise, this grander plan, is that he will come through his second coming so that all those who believe in him can join him in heaven.
但是我们对他的应许，我们对他的期待一直处处的未实现。
However, our expectation, our looking forward to this plan has not yet been happening, not yet been completed.
在彼得那时代，就有人期待主耶稣要再来赏赐恩典给他们。
And even during the time of Peter, people were already looking forward to the completion of that plan.
但是呢，到现在主耶稣还没有再来。
However, even until today, Jesus has yet to come again.
所以彼得就感受到这是神的恩典啊，愿意年年有悔改的机会。
And Peter came to understand that it's not that the Lord is slow, it's that he is giving more people the opportunity to come and repent. He does not want anyone to perish.
也就是说神啊，更希望更多的人来得到他的救恩啊。
In other words, God is hoping that more people can receive this salvation.
所以神一直宽待世界的人。
God continues to treat the people of this world with tolerance and with mercy.
好像古代的以色列民族啊，他们虽然是神所拣选的这些选民啊。
Just like the Israelites of the ancient times, even though they were the chosen people of the Lord.
但是这些选民啊，一直的忤逆天上的神，背叛神。
However, the Israelites, they continue to disappoint God and to turn their backs on him.
以色列国后来成为以色列犹大两个国家。
The Israelite people became Israel and Judah, the two kingdoms.
那根据圣经记载，以色列国的国王没有一个善良的。
And we know that the Israelite kingdom, they did not have any good kings necessarily.
那大多数的国王都是背叛天上的神。
And most of the kings, they betrayed the God.
那犹大国呢，虽然有比较多的国王。
And for the kingdom of Judah, they had many kings.
这些国王呢，当中大多数都是好的国王。
And many good kings, in fact.
但是也有呢，背逆神的国王。
However, there were also rulers who turned their backs on God.
那国王是代表的百姓，所以呢，国王不好，百姓也是不好的。
A king leads the way of the people, so what often would happen is that through the king's negative leadership, the people would go astray as well.
但是神多年以来都是一直宽容这些神的选民啊。
After so many years, God continuously showed mercy to these people.
请看尼希米记第9章30节。
Let's take a look at Nehemiah.
尼希米记第9章30节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 30. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 30, it says, "For many years you were patient with them. By your spirit you admonished them through your prophets, yet they paid no attention, so you handed them over to the neighboring peoples."
这里提到说神多年以来一直宽容以色列民。
Here it says how for many years God was so patient with the Israelite people.
甚至借着圣灵来感动他的先知，来劝勉这些悖逆的选民。
To the point that through the Holy Spirit, he would move his prophets so that the prophets went out to send the message of repentance to urge the people to turn back.
但是以色列民族还是继续背叛以色列民族。 背叛天上的神。
However, the Israelite people continue to betray their God.
所以在他们的历史当中呢，啊，神就啊记载，神就把他们啊交给啊这个敌人来管束他们。
Throughout their history, several times, God handed them over to their enemies in order to discipline them.
但是借着神的宽容，还是有啊限定的，让他们啊时间一到，又能够回到自己的国家。
Yet His continued mercy made it that every time His assigned time had come, He would come and rescue them back so that they once again can be saved.
所以啊，葡萄园的主人跟这个葡萄园的工人之间呢，就是我们跟神之间的关系。
Therefore, the relationship between the master and the workers of the vineyard is very similar, representative between our relationship with God.
第三大点就是天上的神呢，他有给我们每一个人有民族，用民族态度来对他诉求。
And the third point is that God treats us with an almost kind of a democratic way so that we may tell Him what we would want.
有些律法所规定的呢，好像不太公平。
And some decrees or laws, it doesn't seem very fair.
那这种公平的律法呢，有时候会让那些呢没有得到公平待遇的人的不满。
Yet those fair rules, sometimes it enrages those people who did not receive fair treatment.
好像葡萄园的主人对这些工人呢，好像不太公平的这个待遇。
Just like how the master of the vineyard seemed to treat the workers unfairly.
但是在比喻当中，这些工人在诉求的时候呢，主人就给他们满意的回答。
Yet, when the workers went to confront the owner of the vineyard, he gave them a satisfactory response.
同样呢，我们现在信耶稣的人。
Today, for the believers of Jesus Christ.
信耶稣的人都可以用民族的态度来向神诉求。
Most people they can use a democratic attitude to voice the things they want to God.
我们请参看民数记二十七章。
Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 27.
第四节到第七节。
Numbers chapter 27 verses 4 to 7.
民数记二十七章第四节到第七节。
Numbers 27 verses 4 to 7, verse 4. Why should our father's name disappear from his clan because he had no son? Give us properly among our father's relatives, verse 5. So Moses brought their cases before the Lord, verse 6, and the Lord said to them, verse 7, what Zelophehad's daughters are saying is right. You must certainly give them property as an inheritance among their father's relatives and turn their father's inheritance over to them.
这一段所记载的就是在以色列民族当中呢，有一个人叫做西罗辉哈。
And here it records among the Israelite people there was a man named Zelophehad.
这个弟兄呢，他生了五个女儿，没有儿子。
This individual, he had five daughters and no sons.
但是按照摩西的律法记载这个财产要留给做儿子的。
And according to Mosaic laws, an inheritance after someone dies should go to one son.
那女儿呢？就没有办法得到父亲的财产。
And daughters are unable to receive their father's inheritance.
但是西罗辉哈，他并没有儿子。
However, Zelophehad, he did not have any sons.
所以根据摩西的律法，他的财产要归给他的兄弟的儿子。
Then, technically, through Mosaic laws, his inheritance is supposed to go to his nephews or the sons of his brothers.
那西罗辉哈有五个女儿。
But But Zelophehad had five daughters.
做过女儿就来诉求他们受委屈的事情。
And these daughters, they pleaded their case in their suffering.
但是当他们向摩西诉求的时候，摩西呢，觉得非常为难，因为律法有这么规定。
When they pleaded their case in front of Moses, Moses felt pressed in his spot because the law says a certain thing must be done.
但是呢，摩西也想到他们所诉求的内容是有道理的。
However, Moses saw sense in their case.
就把这些案件呢，去求问神了。So
in turn, Moses pleaded this case with the Lord to ask for the Lord's insight.
那神听了以后呢，就说：“塞罗菲哈，他的女儿的诉求是有道理的。”And
the Lord, when he heard Zelophehad's daughter's case, he found that
he found that they had a case.
Therefore, even though the Mosaic law dictated a certain way, then through love and through mercy, it was overturned.
因为这种诉求呢，神也同意了他们的诉求。
Because this kind of plea, this kind of request, God had empathy and compassion upon these daughters.
所以希罗菲哈这五个女儿就得到他父亲应给他的这些财产了。
The result was that Zelophehad's daughters were able to receive their portion of inheritance from their father.
同样的，我们今天也可以借着祷告向天上的神来求好像不公平的事情。
In this way, we can use our prayer to plead our case on the things that we perceive as unfair to our God.
实际上，在不公平的后面还有公平的内容啊。
In reality, often behind injustice, there is content that is fair.
所以在创世纪18章记载亚伯拉罕的祷告，也可以给我们做参考。
In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham's prayer, it also gives us something to consider.
当亚伯拉罕得到从神而来的信息，
When Abraham received information that was from God,
他知道所多玛城跟乌摩拉城这两个城非常罪恶非常大。
When he knew that Sodom and Gomorrah, they were cities of great sin.
神要把这两个城毁灭掉。
And that God intends to destroy them both.
但是亚伯兰得到这种信息以后呢，他非常担心呐。
When Abraham received this news, he was greatly concerned.
因为两个城里面有很多人口，那这些人口当中应该也有一些异人啊。Because
he thought there are so many people, so many lives within these cities, and there has yet to be one there has to be one righteous person.
所以亚伯兰就在祷告当中向神提出条件。
So in his prayer, Abraham raised a few requests to God.
说如果这两个城里面有50个异人，你也要把它毁灭吗？
Abraham asked the Lord, if there are 50 righteous people, will you still sweep it away?
神说我不会的，会纪念这50个异人，不会把这些城。
The Lord said, I will not. If I find 50 righteous people, then I will spare the whole place for their sake.
亚伯拉以为是有关人的数目的关系。
And for a moment, Abraham thought that this had to do with the number of righteous people.
就从50个人一直减到10个异人。
He continued to converse with God and he tried to plead the request with just 10 people.
但是在最后呢，他捡到熟人的时候，神也说，所多玛城如果有10个异人，他也不会毁灭的。However,
even when he said, God, will you destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 10 righteous people? And God told him that if there's, for the sake of just 10 people, I will still not destroy it.
那亚伯兰听到神这样宽容的态度，他就不敢再祷告下去。
After Abraham heard such patience and mercy from God regarding this issue, he did not pray and ask for anything further.
那亚伯兰这种祷告啊，连续有六次啊。
And this kind of prayer Abraham made six times.
这也是一种民族的态度来向神诉求一样的。
This is a very fair and democratic way to pray for his case toward God.
所以亚伯兰听到神啊这么有慈爱宽容的心啊，他就不敢再祷告下去。
Abraham, he was able to see how compassionate and loving the heart of God was, and he did not press this issue any further.
那实际上呢，啊，当时所多玛城也有异人呐。
In fact, Sodom did have some righteous people.
啊，就是亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗多一家的人。
It was Abraham's nephew Lot and his family.
但是这一家的人不到十人呐。
This family was less than 10 people.
但是神还是凭着他的慈爱，要毁灭之前呢，就把罗多一家的人救出来。
And according to his compassion, before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he saved Lot and his family.
这个故事都让我们知道，神是一个非常有慈爱、有宽容、能够接受人的诉求。
And through this story, we know that God, he is a God who listens to our prayers. He considers our requests, and he's very compassionate that he does not destroy us unless there's no other choice. When Jesus came to this world,
他到处传福音救人啊。
He preached the gospel and tried saving people in many places.
但是 当主耶稣在传道救人的社会当中啊，
However, during this process,
大多数都是犹太人。
Most people were Jews.
那他们就认为只有犹太人才有资格来得到神的恩典。
So some people, they started believing that it's only Jewish people who were deserving of hearing the gospel and receiving his salvation.
但是呢，在那向主耶稣求恩典当中呢，也有不是犹太人的人。However,
among the people who were pleading for his grace, there were several who were not Jews.
在马太福音15章里面，In
the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15,
记载有一个迦南妇人。 他的女儿被鬼附着，非常痛苦啊。In
the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, there records a Canaanite woman whose daughter was possessed by an evil spirit.
当他来求主耶稣救他的女儿的时候，When
she pleaded with the Lord Jesus to save her daughter,
主耶稣呢，对他说，说你不是犹太人，你不配来得这个恩典呐。
He told her that you are not a daughter of David. I was only sent to find the lost sheep of Israel.
当时犹太人把犹太人以外的人都比喻为好像狗一样。And
there was an analogy back then that people other than Jewish descendants, they were like dogs.
所以主耶稣就对他说：“说狗是不配来得神的恩典。”Following
this analogy at that time, Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs."
但是这个妇人呢，非常有信心。However,
this woman was full of faith.
她说：“狗虽然不配来得到主人桌子上的这些食物。”
And she said, "Yes, Lord, although the dogs are not worthy to eat the food of the children's table."
但是狗在桌子底下也可以来吃这些从桌子上掉下去的这些东西。
However, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
所以主耶稣呢，听到这个迦南妇人的诉求以后，
And after hearing this Canaanite woman's plea,
他就应许要帮助他。
And Jesus, through her faith, he granted her request.
请看马太福音15章25节到26节。 到二十八节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 25 to 28.
马太福音十五章二十五节到二十八节。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 25 to 28. Verse 25, the woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. Verse 26, he replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. 27, yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Verse 28, then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
这个妇人呢，她非常谦卑又有信心。
This woman was not only faithful, she was also humble.
她向主耶稣所祈求的
what she was pleading from the Lord Jesus,
好像不合乎当时神对选民所应许的内容。
From one perspective, it is not in accordance to what was supposed to be done because she was not a chosen person.
但是因为她谦卑又有信心的态度
However, because her attitude was faithful and full of humility,
所以主耶稣就说：“你的信心是大的，凭着你的信心，你来得到这个恩典呐。”
That's why Jesus answered her, "Woman, you have great faith. Then your request is granted."
当主耶稣对他说这话的时候，他的女儿就得到平安了。
And as soon as Jesus answered her this, her daughter received peace.
所以呢，天上的神啊，经常会。垂听我们民族态度的这种诉求啊。
Our God of the heavens, He is constantly listening to our prayers and our pleas with from a genuine heart.
那下午就讲到这里。
And this concludes our sermon for this afternoon.
唱赞美诗十七首。
Let's sing hymn number 17.